Hey, good Friday morning. Live from our KGGF studios in downtown Coffeyville, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you are with us as many times here on these Friday mornings. We are joined over the phones by many legislative leaders around our great state of Kansas, as this morning it is Republican Representative Rich Prell over the phones. Rich, glad to have you over the phones. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much, Sam. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We always love checking in with all of our great legislative leaders, our representatives, senators around our area. As again, Rich Prell joining us over the phone here this morning. Rich, it has been a couple of weeks since I've spoken with you. Last weekend was Easter. Did you have a good Easter?
I had a wonderful Easter. I sure did. Had family, and that makes it special.
Absolutely. Were you able to escape all the craziness and get down here in this area and spend some time with family, or did they come up to you?
I stayed here, and they came to me, so that was wonderful.
You got to love that.
How about yourself?
Yeah, you got to love having everybody make those travels. You know, for me, I've got so much family, far away in different states. I kind of created a new tradition. My girlfriend and I, we had a great dinner. I went out and enjoyed the weather, and I played a round of golf, and I had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. So it was a great Easter holiday, and Rich, I'm glad that your family came up to you. How about that? You don't have to do the driving. You don't have to do much more than that, so... Again, very cool. Glad that you got to spend some time with family. I know the last couple of weeks as well, you've been pretty busy attending quite a few events. Tell me a little bit about those.
Well, of course, I went to the Twin Valley Electric annual meeting in Altamont in the last couple of weeks. The Labette County High School invited me down to tour their facility, and I did that with Senator Goddard, and it was a great tour. This week I had a Kansas Turnpike Authority board meeting, and another day I spoke at Parsons Lions Club. I would like to mention that today I'm going to Pittsburgh, and I'm going to tour the Kansas Mission of Mercy, and that's where all the dentists and hygienists and all of the staff of the dentists here in southeast Kansas set up for 2 days, and they provide free dental service to anybody that comes and gets in line.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so...
And it is really a cool event.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
They do it on a Friday and a Saturday.
Sounds like it, yeah. Sounds like a lot of cool things that you have been a part of here recently. Now, you had mentioned, I know this was something that we talked about, maybe a month ago, a month or two ago, but you had mentioned you had that recent meeting with the Turnpike Authority, and I just got to ask kind of a follow-up question. I've had some questions here as well, because I know within, not necessarily creating an entire new Kansas Turnpike, but I know you within the Transportation Task Force might be able to fill us in on these hot lanes, on the tolls, things like that. Has anything progressed with that, or how are we doing on those?
The governor has signed the bill, and so it will become law. I believe it actually will become law. I'm not sure. I can't tell you whether it's July 1st or if it's January 1st. Really doesn't make a lot of difference. This will just open the door so that if a community has an area where they've got, and it mainly will be in your larger metropolitan areas, they may have three or four lanes at this point in time going one way, but the traffic gets really, really heavy at times. And this would give an opportunity where a lane could be added, and they would be considered like a hot lane, and you could pull over onto them. You'd have to have a KTA K-tag or something like that, and just pull on, and you'll be paying a toll while you're running on that. And if you choose not to, you can stay on the regular public lanes and not have to pay any toll. So it's your choice, but you never would have to stop and pay toll. It would be such that you could just pull on, and they're going to bill you, or probably have it set up where it would go onto your credit card, and hopefully move traffic a lot more rapidly through some really congested areas.
Absolutely.
Texas does an awful lot of this, that's the way everything is moving, and it would be strictly, as I said, they would either take a picture of your license tag, or you would have a K tag or one of the other a Pike Pass or something like that from another state that would work.
Absolutely.
And at this point in time for the Kansas Turnpike, if you have a K tag, that K tag is good in Oklahoma and Texas. And soon to be, I believe this year, we'll end up having Colorado be on to that. And in the next two or three years, hopefully it will be basically nationwide.
Well, I'm glad to see it, you know, progressing, because I did see it implemented in Colorado right before I moved out. And again, there's such things as toll lanes, and then there's even a toll road out in Colorado where you can't even get onto until you pay it. But these fast lanes are kind of a cool little spin off of that at the same time. And then you had mentioned as well, this isn't state funded; it is by community. Is that correct?
It would be basically at this point in time, the Turnpike is funded totally with tolls and. But now with these, it could be financed partially through the Turnpike with bonds, and then local communities could put some money into it. The state could put some money into it, but the Turnpike would have to maintain them, maintain the road or the lanes, and pay for them. So.
Yeah. So I guess really my only question is, realistically, like you had mentioned, in larger demographics, Sedgwick, Johnson County, thinks of those as probably the majority of the time. But realistically, regions down here in southeastern Kansas could put one in if they got to it, right?
That's right.
Well, great.
It could be any place in the state, and it's not set up to where the Turnpike or KDOT is going to force that down anybody's throat. The community has to be involved. The community has to. Say, hey, we want this, and an example is up at Lawrence, K-10 that goes east from Lawrence, from South Lawrence, and then there's a little leg that goes on around that would hook onto the Turnpike and move on around on K-10. Well, they said at first we don't want anything to do with tolling. Well, now they're saying, maybe this is a way we can get that, and it would just be a short stretch. But, that's a possibility. And so they're talking about it now, and they're not talking negatively. And so this is just an avenue that they can use if they so desire. But we're not going to go out there and say, hey, we're going to do hot lanes, and we're going to do a new Turnpike and do all of this. Local communities are going to have to be involved.
And I think they'll appreciate that as well.
Nobody
see so many things.
This is what we're going to do.
And,
they don't.
Exactly. Kind of a forced implication of something new within the area, is usually where people are most skeptical about it. But at the same time, it's something that the communities can decide. They can get back with it. And again, it's something that the governor has put into place. And now the potential is there. So there's a bill that has, had been signed kind of in those exponential stages, exiting out of there. But I know she had signed a couple of other new bills here recently. I'd love to get your opinion on those.
Yeah, the other two that really have to do with transportation, as far as that goes, is the oversized and overweight trucks that use our highways, and you see them with the, a lot of them will have to have pilot cars because they're so large and so wide. With cooperation and all with the Kansas Motor Carriers Association, we were going to just double the fees. Well, the Motor Carriers Association came in and said, we really don't like that, but here's what we would look at. And so, for a single trip permit, it does double. It goes from $20 to $40, and then for a single trip permit for a large structure, they recommended it go from $30 to $250. We pared that down and went from $30 to $200. On a single trip for a superload went from $50 to $200, and the annual permit went from $150 to $200. Now, there's one where a company would pay, they were paying $2,000 for their company and then $50 per unit, and we didn't do anything with that. We left it alone. And for our hay haulers, and a lot of that has to do with ag, that stays at $25 per trip, it's very reasonable, but it will start raising a little bit of money that can be used infrastructure.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of areas of that as well, because there is, even down here in southeastern Kansas, I lived on the western side for a long time as well, and a lot of those massive wind turbines and things like that are moving on the roads. And then out here, there is a huge truck population of going in and out of these communities. And I think it's a good way to maybe, like you had said, maybe get a little extra something to add to infrastructure.
Right. And 169, of course, which runs right down to you folks through Coffeyville, the truck traffic is just horrendous. It runs up and down that highway.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And speaking of 169, that junction at 169 and 160 east of Independence,
mm-hmm.
That junction is now in the process of being made into an interchange. It's been an extremely dangerous junction, and why it's beyond me, because you can see both ways, but you cross the highway and then you cross again, and so it's just been a very dangerous highway, and they're in the process right now of starting to work on that. So that's one TEEPWORKS project that will get completed, and that's good.
Yeah, and I think that's something that people have been anticipating. I've used that intersection a lot of times, and you had mentioned it's wide open. You can see both areas, and I honestly think that works as a disadvantage, is because people think they can look.
And they really don't see.
Yeah, or they just don't judge the speed of the vehicle at them coming at them correctly. They think it's a certain distance away.
That's probably true.
Yeah, they think it's a certain distance away because, I can see this car, but I don't notice that it's probably speeding. Maybe it is going a little bit over the directed speed limit. And I've had experience with that intersection. I think, honestly, the openness of it actually plays as a disadvantage towards it. So I'm excited to see.
You very well may be right, Sam. I don't know. But it's a bad intersection.
It is. Well, I'm excited to see some cones out there as well. Finally, some progressing. They're moving lanes, and I'll be excited to see when that interchange is completed. Because really, people are always concerned with the dollar amount, but the amount of fatalities that this is going to cut down on, as well as the streamline of that one spot, I'm sure the trucks will enjoy not having to make such a right-handed turn or turn into traffic like they would. So I think it's a benefit in the long run.
Oh, I do too. The last bill that the governor signed is one that has to do with registration fees for electric and hybrid vehicles. Right now, they all pay $35, just like we do on our any other fuel vehicle. But we are increasing that on the electric vehicles to $100, and that includes the $35. And then on the hybrid, we're increasing it to $50, and that includes $35 that's currently there. So it will start raising just a little bit of money. They're talking about by 2040 that 60% of the new vehicles sold will be either an electric or a hybrid. So we're trying to get ahead of the curve and get this started. So
stay ahead of the game. What we've seen with the world nowadays is that it evolves so quickly. I mean, my goodness, the internet, it started in the 90s, and now here in the 2015s, it is a huge, huge thing in electric vehicles. I mean, it's crazy how quickly things progress, so it's good to get ahead of the
really
curve.
It really is, and I wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't progress more rapidly than they have predicted.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, speaking with Republican Representative Rich Prell over the phones this morning. Great topics, and you can listen back to these on our website as well. Rich, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. I'm glad you had a good weekend. Thanks for checking in and giving all listeners all this information.
You have a safe weekend, Sam, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rich. You have a good rest of your day. Again, that's Representative Rich Prell over the phones here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.